You've let me be your guide for over 100 podcast episodes on how to be a safety consultant. Well, I've done it again. Now I have a video on demand service called Safety Consultant TV. This is the way you can learn the business of being a safety consultant on your own time, on any device, iPhone, iPad, Android TV, Android, Roku, Fire TV. Just whenever you need to, you could binge one of the playlists that I have available for you right now. OSHA compliance, starting your own business, safety consultant blueprint, mindfulness for success, finding a client, safety and health programs. But not only do you have those videos, but you will also have downloadable material that you can have to help you start your business right now. The resources you need. Watch the video, download the resources, and start your business today. Get on the computer, go in your browser, type in safetyconsultant.tv, and choose a plan, monthly or annual. Put in code consultant and get 30 days free.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Podcast. I am your host, Sheldon Primus. This is the podcast where I teach you the business of being a safety consultant. We talk about OSHA compliance and talk about a few other things related to safety and health management, all kinds of stuff, right? That's what I'm here for, helping you out. So thanks everyone for listening and being there. My new day, Wednesday. It's actually pretty fun. It actually feels more comfortable right for me right now. And I actually have been doing it early Wednesday morning or like Tuesday, because now I get a little bit more information about things that are happening. Sometimes OSHA related, sometimes just safety and health questions people may have had. So it's actually giving me a little bit more time to get some material in for you guys. So today is just a short one. I really want to just get you thinking. I've been hearing a lot about people who they've been asking me in different Facebook groups or LinkedIn or something that says the question has always been, how do I get started? And I was like, yes, I definitely can do that. And I've got the book, 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Business, Safety Consulting Business. And then the course, where you can get safetyconsultantblueprint.com. And then also the TV product. So you have safetyconsultant.tv. So maybe I'll answer the question, but the thing that I'm keep thinking is there's a move again for people to, they're getting stirred to get and be their own boss. So it was, you know, dipped down a lot in the pandemic, obviously. So I seem like right now is the time. So if you've been thinking about starting your own safety consulting business, now is truly the time, especially with countries that are seeing regulations. For the U.S., it's a perfect time for us because of the nuance that OSHA has with Republican versus a Democrat in office. So now that there's a Democrat in office, OSHA traditionally will go to more compliance enforcement, and there'll also be some more standards and everything else that are expected during the time period that there is a Democratic office. So what that trickles down to is people are going to need help with compliance. If you have specialty and skill on certain compliance issues, that skill will be in demand. That is a way for you to start doing your own business. You could start now, today, by going to your organization in your country that is responsible for opening business. For the U.S., it's the states. You go to your state, and you're going to go into your state
I believe it's the Secretary of State office is what it's going to end up being. But your business licenses and everything is pretty much where you're looking for. You want to look up a search in Florida at sunbiz.org, and you just want to see if there's anyone with your business name. If not, then you could go ahead and get your business started. Don't quit your job. Just get it started. So you get those dates. You want a start date as early as possible. So when you're ready to go full time, it may be 2-3 years from now, but your start date will say your company was started in 2022. So that's what you're looking for. So you want to get that in because we're getting close to the end of the year. So you want to make sure that you're going to get that 2022 stamp on there for that born on date for your business. But it is a lot of drivers right now, especially coming out of pandemic, and everyone was able to see the safety and health field. There are some people who are thinking differently because of pandemic, and the U.S. we're declaring that we're out of it here. But the thinking that's different is some people who have been off of the regular 9-to-5 schedule and doing things in a kind of a gig economy way, they like it. They like that freedom. You know, like me, I'm a full-time RVer, so you guys know I love the freedom. I love to travel. I love to be around places. And in those cases, the work that I'm doing is affording me the ability to do that. So there's a lot of people who are getting into that mindset. So right now I'm seeing and I'm being asked the question of how do I get started. I'm telling you, if you haven't asked yourself that question or you're scared to ask yourself that question, definitely ask, well, how can I get started? How can I make the path to be my own boss? So it's still not too late for that. It's actually a wonderful time for that. So if you're going to do it, now's the time. Start with baby steps. Get your business set up first. And then your next step is going to be talking to friends and family that you know that can help you with your business. People that either own business or they're influencers to a business, and they may need safety and health compliance. Start by offering them free training. Or start by saying, I'll do a free training, and while I'm here, I'll review your safety and health manual. If they don't have one, then you offer that as a service. If they do have one and there's deficiencies, offer the update as a service. And that's the easiest way to get started. A training class, then while you're there, check out their written programs and get the next one. Ask for a referral, and that's going to help you. But you could do that on your days off and vacations and everything else. But today, you're going to take advantage of the climate and start your business right now and stay working where you're working. If you're not working, then start your business with as much money as you can get and not going to spend it on anything but getting yourself legal. Business license and insurance. And those two things now will get you legal. And then now you do the same thing, work to friends and family angle, people that you may have worked with before that you know may need some safety and health training or compliance assistance. And if not, ask, hey, you need a trainer? You need some compliance help? And then you offer your service. So you're going to have to get out your shell a little if you're the type of person that doesn't want to talk. But if you are, then go ahead and chat it up with everybody. Make sure you listen to them so that you know what their needs are. But then if there is a need that you could fill, then go ahead, don't be shy. Offer your services. All right. So that is the quick one for today. I really feel like you guys are been giving me a whole bunch of good feedback, and I really feel like if you have not had a chance to review, I really feel that yes, this is the week. Do it. See how I'm feeling for you. Go ahead and give the show a review for me on iTunes or any service that you're listening to me on. Historically and traditionally, I'm looking at the numbers. It looks like more people listen to me than actually subscribe. So what that means is please hit the subscribe button so you can get notifications whenever a new show comes out. I'm going to keep it on Wednesdays. But what you're also going to need to do, or what that's going to provide, is if I do a special episode or something, you'll get notified when it comes out. So those two things will be great. If you're going to start your business, go to safetyconsultant.blueprint.com and you could go ahead and get the course there. Safety Consultant Blueprint.com. And that's where you're going to get the course. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the week. Go get them.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored within a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Brimas.
Hi, I'd like to reintroduce you to the Safety Consultant Blueprint course. That's the course that I've been teaching many consultants how to get the foundation for what they're doing. We talk about setting proposals and getting your first clients. Go to safetyconsultantblueprint.com, put in the special code YELLOWBIRD, and get 50% off on the course.